Greetings of peace, dear friends. Blessings to you, and thank you for tuning in. As today's episode, we explore women's voices in Ubuntu theology. And there are two that I will be sharing with you today. Mercy Amba Oduyoye. And I'll begin with how her voice echoes truly through the halls of African feminist theology. And I think presenting a distinctive interpretation of Ubuntu theology, this philosophy, again, deeply rooted in African soil, values community, honors human dignity, and fosters mutual support. And so, Oduyoye, for me, goes further, reshaping this concept to highlight, I think, the often ignored struggles and insights of African women, weaving their experiences into the broader fabric of society. And so in the heart of Ghana is where Mercy Amba Oduyoye's story begins. Her life, a tapestry of resilience and passion, was from the start interwoven with an insatiable hunger, I think, for knowledge and a profound spiritual quest. A journey marked by the hurdles that she overcame as a woman in a dominantly male theological realm, transformed personal battles into a relentless commitment to addressing the plight of women in Christian circles. And so this unique blend of personal trials and academic rigor has set her apart as a beacon of hope and change. Her groundbreaking book, Daughters of Anowa, African Women and Patriarchy, delves deep into the complex interplay between culture, gender, and spirituality in Africa. Oduyoye's sharp critique of entrenched patriarchal norms and her call for theology that genuinely reflects women's realities have sparked significant discourse. She champions a reimagined Christian theology, deeply imbued with the essence of Ubuntu, yet distinctly viewed through an African woman's lens. I find that the spiritual text and practices of the Ethiopian Coptic Church, especially, in my opinion, resonate with Oduyoye's inclusive ethos, the church's scripture and liturgy steeped in African spirituality, and particularly the narrative threads found in the Book of Maccabees champion women's strength, women leadership, echoing Oduyoye's advocacy for women's empowerment. And so this convergence of value underscores a shared vision of community and womanhood between Oduyoye's writing and, for me, some interesting Ethiopian religious traditions and even that of the West. Another figure, Isabel Apawopiri, is a voice from Malawi. Isabel Apawopiri stands as another influential figure in African feminist theology, casting a critical eye on Ubuntu theology from the vantage point, again, of African women's experience. A journey from the landscapes of Malawi to the global theological stage exemplifies the resilience and communal harmony at the heart of Ubuntu. Again, underpinning her advocacy for the voices of African women in theological discussion. Her narrative, too, one of perseverance, and shaped by her roots in Malawian tradition and the Christian faith. And it is a fusion of her personal experience and scholarly inquiry, which forms the cornerstone of her theological perspective. In her work, women, Presbyterianism and patriarchy, religious experience of the Chewe women in central Malawi, Piri embarks on a journey into the lives of Chewa women, exploring their identity within the overlapping spheres of culture and religion. She advocates for a theology that not only acknowledges but also is built upon the lived realities of African women, intertwining the communal spirit of Ubuntu and also the fabric of daily life. And so, together, Mercy Amba Oduyoye and Isabel Apawapiri forge a path towards a more inclusive and nuanced understanding of Ubuntu theology. So, in the sacred season of Lent, as we reflect amid the shadows of conflict and war, I think the insight of Mercy and the insight of Isabel shine like a light of hope and reconciliation. From Oduyoye, we learn the value of empathy and understanding, especially towards those who are marginalized. Her perspective challenges us to extend our Lenten reflections beyond personal introspection, encouraging us to consider the collective struggles and strengths of our communities. And in times of conflict, her teachings urge us to break down the barriers of division and prejudice, fostering a spirit of mutual respect and dignity. Piri's journey and insights reminds us of the resilience inherent in our shared humanity. Her emphasis on integrating the experiences of African women and of women into the broader discourse invites to acknowledge the value of diverse perspectives. Again, especially those often overlooked. And so during Lent, this calls for a deeper solidarity with the suffering, inspiring us to act love. I appreciate how both these theologians underscore the significance of communal healing and reconciliation. And so in the face of conflict, they advocate for a theology that binds wounds and bridges divides, reflecting the true spirit of I am, because we are, in its essence, interconnectedness, in its essence, Ubuntu. And so let's embrace their wisdom. Let's keep seeking to build communities founded on understanding, forgiveness, and a shared humanity as we journey through Lent. How might some of these insights from Oduyoye and Piri guide our steps towards peace in a world torn by conflict? I think their call to an inclusive and compassionate spirituality offers a path to healing and hope. May we carry their lessons in our hearts and work tirelessly to manifest a world where love triumphs over hatred and unity over division. Blessings this day to you, dear friend. And thank you so much for your attention and for taking this journey with me as I reflect on things that I'm thinking about. Hey.